Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Assistant Wildlife Division Chief Casey Anderson. Today we're going to talk about winter and wildlife. Casey, parts of North Dakota have had a lot of snow, blizzards, other parts virtually no snow. How are our state's wildlife holding up this winter so far?
So far this winter, they're doing fairly well. You know, in that southeast portion of the state, where we've had most of the snow, it's a little tougher. But so far, you know, reports are that we're not seeing levels of die-offs or high levels of, you know, stresses where there's been problems with wildlife. So
parts of the state have had, you know, minus 20 below temperature, 40 below wind chill. How do critters survive in those kind of temperatures?
The cold snaps that we've had have probably been the most taxing on wildlife that we've so far this year in most of the state. But what wildlife are going to look for in those types of situations, they're going to look for dense cover, cattails, conifers, those kind of things where they can trap their thermal energy. If you've ever stood next to a spruce tree on the sun-facing side, even when it's cold out, it warms up pretty good with those that dark green color, you know, on some of those conifer trees. And so, say like for pheasants and upland birds and even deer, they like to get into those dense covers. Just lay still, you know, and conserve energy essentially until it warms up a little bit, and then you'll see them out and about more.
So that winter habitat is very important.
Yeah, winter habitat, I mean, in North Dakota, a lot of times our populations are driven by what happens in the winter, at least the immediate populations, you know, that you're going to see all next summer and things like that.
Okay, how are the deer doing this winter?
So far, the deer seem to be doing pretty well. Some issues in the southeast part of the state where we've had deer that have congregated up into some ranch yards or things like that, and we've been working with a few landowners down there, but probably not as many as we thought. And a lot of that might be due to, you know, what deer are doing when they're coming into those yards is they're looking for easy feed. And with this wet fall, we had a lot of crops that didn't get taken in. And so deer are able to forage through those standing crops. And I know some farmers are still trying to get those off, you know, even as winter goes along. But as those crops come down, we'll probably see a few more in those deep snow areas where we get deer into yards. But so far, you know, they've been spread out across the landscape, which is good.
Okay, with the wet conditions and all the snow that we've had in parts of the state, it's very unusual for the crops to be up at this time of year.
Right, yeah, usually, I mean, we would have most of these crops, even the corn and things like that, you know, off the landscape and buried in snow by now. And so, you know, even when guys are harvesting some of these cornfields, if we wouldn't get any more snow on top of it, there's a lot of probably scrap grains that would be laying on top of the snow. And of course, pheasants and things like that really thrive on those grains. You know, deer will eat those grains. It's probably not their preferred type of feed or maybe the best type of feed to get them through. But in some cases, if they don't overdo it on it, they'll get through on it.
Okay, let's move into upland game. You know, sharp-tailed grouse, they're native to North Dakota. Pheasants are not. How are both of those species doing?
Pheasants and sharp-tails have been doing pretty good as far as we can tell this winter. Down in the southeast, I would guess some of the pheasants are struggling a little bit just with the sheer snow cover. A lot of those upland birds, especially pheasants, they're kind of ground feeders. Like they like to scratch on the ground and pick through grains and things that are on the ground. Grouse, you know, they've adapted to these kind of situations a little better, being a native species, and they're more adapt to, you know, eating rose hips and things that are above the snow. Grouse are also a lot better at burying themselves in the snow, using the snow as a thermal cover in a lot of cases. Pheasants won't manage that way, but.
How about some of the other species like turkeys, pronghorns, elk, moose?
Turkeys will need to probably find a yard in a lot of cases or a place where, you know, cattle are getting fed or things like that. And in some instances, turkeys will flock to those areas. We've actually had a couple turkey depredation calls where we're working with landowners to try to protect some feed stores and things like that out in the western part of the state. Pronghorn, I would assume, are doing fairly well. That southwest part of the state where our major pronghorn populations are really doesn't have much snow to speak of. Pronghorn have adapted by being able to move a little farther. They'll migrate out a little bit if it gets too bad, but so far their forage should be available to them with the little bit of snow that they maybe have down there. Moose and elk, pretty mobile critters. In a lot of cases, moose are eating stuff that is above the snow anyway. willows and things like that. Elk, you know, they can move quite a ways, and our bigger populations in the west are probably not dealing with a whole lot. I mean, they're able to move and get to areas to forage and things like that. The elk in the northeast, you know, they're in more forested stuff, so more likely they're probably doing pretty well too.
What can we do, Casey, as humans, I mean, to help out these wildlife during winters?
Once winter starts, it gets a little tough to do anything that's really going to be a big benefit. What people can do is kind of pay attention to what's going on out there. If it seems like, say, a lot of deer in a spot, you know, why are they there for one? But the other thing is that may be a spot that they're used to coming to, and so to develop winter habitat in the next years upcoming, you know, is in that area would definitely be a benefit. You know, pheasants and other upland game species, you know, pheasants really use cattail sloughs. Right now, those cattail sloughs are important for thermal cover. When those 20 to below nights come, they can nestle down in those cattails, essentially, and it holds most of their own body heat in.
Right, and right before this, we were talking about winter is really just one part of their life cycle.
Right. Yeah, so winter gets the adults through. The more adults you can get through, the better. But once winter's over, if we don't have the fawning habitat, the nesting habitat to have successful hatches or bring up, you know, fawns into the population doesn't increase. And so, you know, the slower that process is, the more chance your population goes backwards in the winter.
How does spring blizzards affect wildlife?
A spring blizzard, those are typically when we lose most of our wildlife if we lose them due to winter. Take a deer, for example. A deer is coming into winter as ready for winter as it's going to be. Deer typically don't put on extra fat or extra energy stores during winter. And so the longer winter drags out, the harder it is on deer and any critter. So as you're coming along through winter, a deer is getting thinner. It's maybe trying to raise a fawn at that time if it's a doe. And so as it comes along, you get one of those really cold, really bad blizzards, it'll just zap the rest of it out of them. They'll either end up losing their fawns, aborting them, or just succumbing to the elements altogether through exposure. So those late blizzards are really the ones that smack deer and wildlife populations pretty hard.
So far this winter hasn't been that bad?
Almost normal in some places. It hasn't even reached a normal level for snow cover. The real big peaks and valleys of temperature is maybe worse. They start to move a little farther out of cover when it gets warmer, and then that real cold snap comes back quick, and they're maybe too far from cover to really get good thermal cover. But so far the winter in most of the state has been pretty good. In the southeast, they're probably pushing the limits of if it's normal or a little above.
Yep, and we have a lot of winter to go yet.
Yeah, we've got a lot of, at least a couple months, if not more.
Sure. A lot of great information, Casey. Thank you.
If you're interested in applying for a spring turkey license, go to the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov. Applications can also be submitted by calling 800-406-6409. The deadline for applying for a spring turkey license is Wednesday, February 12th.
For Assistant Wildlife Chief Casey Anderson and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.